Welcome to this month's guided meditation. We're exploring gratitude this year, and we'll continue with this theme in our time together this month. Here at the beginning, I invite you to take a moment to become aware of the surface supporting you, and notice all the ways in which your body, as it meets that support, may allow itself to settle even a bit more deeply than you anticipate. As your body meets the surface supporting you, and as you notice whatever sensations allow you to deepen the feeling of support even more, take a moment now to become aware of the support you have from inside your own body-mind being. You might notice, for example, your internal center of gravity, that place that is your physical home base, deep in the background, in the ever-present support that's available right there inside you. Notice that your internal home base, your internal center of gravity, is always there. You may not notice it all the time, but whenever you turn your awareness inward and you look to connect with it, it will be right there, offering constant, deep presence and support. Notice how the more familiar you become with your internal center of gravity, the more readily you'll be able to recenter in those moments when you need to do so. Now, become aware of the energy that you experience as gratitude. Notice how it comes to you, how it lives in you, how you recognize it. Notice how you interpret gratitude. Is it a deep sense of gratefulness for the experiences that come your way? Is it a recognition of the gifts of support, nourishment, and learning that come into your life? Gratitude can touch on any and every aspect of our lived experience. And for this time, we're going to explore and meditate on the experience of gratitude for those people and situations in our lives that challenge us, that cause us to stretch even when we don't want to, that become our teachers, willingly or unwillingly on our part. We have an opportunity here to meditate on how it's up to us to choose how we use what experience brings our way, and how we can allow hindsight to support the awareness of what we've learned when we get on the other side of a painful experience, a challenging interaction, or some other moment in our lives or situation in our lives that we might otherwise have claimed as only purely negative. And so for now, in this moment, Notice how it feels to resonate with, or at least ponder, the possibility of being grateful for people who challenge you, irritate you, stretch you, who you may not even like, and yet who become teachers because of what they require you to find inside in order to move through your experiences with them. As always, exploring how people can become teachers to us in no way suggests that we should stay in abusive, untenable, or otherwise unhealthy situations simply because there's a learning. Part of our learning with people is to discover when we can leave, when we can reject what they offer. That too is a learning for which to be grateful. So take some time now to feel into how it feels to you right now to bring gratitude into any experience you have. When you take time to discover the learning that the person or experience embodies for you. Notice what new options, behaviors, awarenesses, responses have been able to come to you by way of challenging experiences or difficult people. Notice the quality of your experience if you are able to tap into the dynamic quality of gratitude for these changes you can sense in yourself. Always remember that gratitude doesn't equal agreement. Gratitude is not the same as approval. Rather, it's a recognition that you have used an experience or engaged an interaction in a way that has offered you something you needed that you may not even have recognized you need. Be sure to include gratitude for yourself, for your willingness to allow experience to teach you, often in ways that aren't the most comfortable, how to stretch into a more dynamic wholeness, where you have available ever-expanding options, ideas, responses, ever-enhanced ways of dealing with life experiences and with challenging people. Also, be sure to give gratitude to yourself if the outcome of some of these experiences is developing the capacity to walk away, or to have your voice in a new way, or in some other manner to have embodied more of yourself than you were able to do before the challenging person or situation came along. Notice what it would be like if you were to carry a sense of this gratitude somewhere in the background of your experience all day long. A gratitude as a companion that can remind you to seek out the learning in any new experience, to discover what it brings you that you may never have anticipated you might do or receive or be. For now, it's almost time to complete this meditation together. But of course, you can always keep going even when the recording runs out. The meditation is an invitation to further deepen your relationship with the resonating tone, frequency, and qualities of gratitude as a living presence, a living expression, a living companion in your day-to-day life. And so as we end our time together this time, allow yourself to notice where gratitude lives most vividly in your body-mind experience. Notice where you can most reliably find it when you turn your awareness to gratitude. And then as we get ready to close for now, also come back to your awareness of the surface supporting you and of your own internal center of gravity, your own internal home base. And as you reconnect perhaps more vividly with that place in you that is always present, always ready to offer you the experience of internal support, we'll end this meditation for this time, and until next time, I wish you well.